Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Councilman, we had this entire public meeting today on Styrofoam, and I want to see if anything has changed on your end, if you've been convinced one way or another that this is something that should move on.
What I am convinced of is that there needs to be more research. I really want to hear from the scientific community. Today we had people come before us with their opinions and with some articles. But at the end of the day, it is about the science of it that is very concerning to me. The resolution does have the word plastic, but right now we're really concentrating on the styrofoam single-use takeout containers. So if a person wants to go to their local supermarket in their home and buy styrofoam, this is not we're not considering at this time a ban on styrofoam in the entire city of Buffalo. This is really about food service items that we often see littering our community, you know, tying up our waterways and those type of things. And then from some people, we're hearing that it is a health risk. And I've heard that multiple times. But at the end of the day, the good thing about the city of Buffalo, we have institutions of higher education that I'm going to be reaching out to. And even today, having the students, which was very interesting, from East High, actually do a project and speak on the item. So I know that this is a community concern. I am concerned, of course, about business and how it affects them. But I'm more concerned about our environment, because I think that when we work together, that we do come up with some alternatives that may really help take that footprint, lessen the footprint of the styrofoam.
Is there a specific group within the scientific community that you're looking at? I know you mentioned environment, but I'm talking in terms of, is it scientists over at UB? Is it Roswell Park? Anyone in particular?
You know, we're going to do the research and look for the best scientists in the area. I like for Buffalo to weigh in. However, there are people across the country that have studied this, and so we will not be taking this lightly. I'm going to leave the door open for the next month to hear from people before even considering putting paper to pen in writing any type of legislation. I think good legislation happens when you listen.
So ideally, and the way I'm just guessing it goes forward, 30 days from now, that's when you introduce the legislation. And then is it a case where, okay, the legislation's on the table, we're going to vote on it right then and there, or are there further discussions?
Oh, absolutely not. In 30 days, then we'll make a decision on whether I'll go forward with any type of ban or any type of compromise on the ban. You know, some people have even suggested giving customers the option, so that if you're going to have the styrofoam, that you have an alternative, so a customer who does not want the styrofoam does not have to have it. You know, what I've been hearing and reading from the research is that you should not heat styrofoam, and that, you know, it lets off certain gases, and we'll find, you know, I want to know. But if so, then we're also putting hot food oftentimes right in styrofoam. And so I think, if it is a health issue, if it is an environmental issue, that outweighs the financial issue. And I'm hoping we somehow get to some type of middle ground after the research.
You mentioned in the public meeting today, I just want to confirm this.
Sure.
Do you actually heat your food up with the styrofoam container?
I'm very honest. I have been heating my food with styrofoam containers since styrofoam containers were available. I had or styrofoam plates even that I buy as a consumer. I had no idea. Now, we had a person come to us today and say, it's all not true, and claim to have 40 restaurants. I have to look and see if they're in the city of Buffalo, but 40 restaurants who are against it. What was interesting is we had someone here today who makes styrofoam, and he says, oh, by the way, I'm not necessarily against styrofoam being, you know, banned in some type of way. But I am very honest that, and that's why I really want to know, if there's a health risk, I promise you, I'm not the only one heating up food in styrofoam. I have on many occasions come from a restaurant, and instead of pulling out a plate, thought, oh, it's in the styrofoam, and as long as I don't heat it too hot, it'll last.
From the outside, you look fine. Do you feel fine?
Well, I don't know. You know, I lost half a lung. Maybe it's from the styrofoam. You have it.
Oh, is off the top of your head, could you think of a viable alternative for in terms of cost and environmental safety for restaurants to use instead of the styrofoam, the EPS?
You know, there are heavy paper products, if they're lined correctly, that have some lining inside of them. One of the persons who came today had one. It's actually lined in some type of a wax product, and I don't know if that's any more healthy or not. I have no idea. However, being in the restaurant business in the past, we didn't use any styrofoam that I remember at our franchise. It was paper. Products, and I know some things can't obviously be put in paper. You know, you can't put hot fried chicken that has juices on it in maybe a paper product. But that is for the industry. We're going to have to figure that out because although, again, the resolution does mention plastic, right now we're really only concentrating on the styrofoam for our takeouts. Everybody good?
Good.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.